This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you like a good facial scrub now and then, listen up. Lots of personal care products, like facial scrubs and even some toothpastes, are loaded with tiny plastic beads. They help exfoliate, obviously, and in general get the gunk off. But they're too small to be filtered out by sewage systems, and so when they go down the drain, they end up in lakes and rivers by the millions, which is why New York and perhaps some other states are considering a ban. Marketplace's Dan Weissman has that story.
The group Five Gyres Institute monitors plastic wastes in the oceans, and a couple years ago, a research team went hunting in the Great Lakes. The group's director, Anna Cummings, stayed home, but her husband, the head researcher, made the trip.
Yeah, so my husband called me from Lake Erie and said, you'll never believe this, but in a sample from Lake Erie, we had 1,500 little particles of plastic, and it looks like they're microbeads from facial products.
When he got home, he bought a tube of Clean and Clear scrub and started counting beads.
It's an average of 300,000 in one single tube.
Five Gyres started asking companies to take the little beads out of their products. Some, including Johnson & Johnson, agreed to phase them out, but there were too many companies to track down. So Five Gyres has asked states to ban the products outright. New York's attorney general pushed for that state's legislation. Here's Lemuel Shlorovic from the attorney general's office describing why the beads are such a problem.
They kind of act like tiny sponges to which toxic chemicals that may be in low concentrations in the water really concentrate on these beads.
Later this week, a California legislator expects to introduce a similar bill. That would be two big markets off limits. Damian Conover watches Johnson & Johnson for Morningstar. He says if that company hadn't already agreed to phase out the beads, state laws like this would force the issue.
You know, if you lose those two states, you're starting to lose some pretty critical scale.
He thinks they'd rejigger the product or dump it. Five Gyres has a list of five other states that may consider similar bills soon. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.